This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers. These Mondays go so fast. I tell you, it just seems like a week ago we were here.
just like a week ago.
And there's a little break in the weather, which is really great, you know. But, you sort of get used to it after a while. Yeah.
That's summer in Pittsburgh.
Summer in Pittsburgh. There we go. And tonight on Medical Frontiers, we're going to be talking about healthy vision. And I was just talking to Rob when we did a tease about the show about how amazing the eye is when you think about what it does, the camera, and then the connection to the brain. And somehow those images come out clear for most of us and with the right colors and everything. And it's just absolutely a miracle when you think about the eye as an organ of the human body. And we're very fortunate to have an optometrist with us this evening. She's been on Medical Frontiers before, Dr. Sarah Zambotti. Dr. Zambotti is an optometrist, and she works primarily out of West Penn Hospital. And welcome back to Medical Frontiers.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Vision, very, very important sense. Sometimes, people... People who are deaf, they sometimes think that it would be better if they were blind and have hearing, and sometimes the reverse is true. You know, where somebody who is blind wish they had hearing, and I think that's sort of natural when you don't have a certain sense, and you wish, well, I could give that up if I could give up another. You give up another sense and have my choice, but we don't. Mm-hmm. And so vision is very, very important. Do you have any idea, Dr. Zambotti, how many people do not have vision at all? They're totally blind in our population.
I don't know the exact number, but I do know that it is rising. And there are some pretty concerning facts there about the rise in rate of specifically glaucoma.
Yeah,
and glaucoma, and with an aging population, and it becoming more popular and more of an easier to discover disease in each patient because of the technology that we have, we can diagnose it much earlier, and so the rise of that is increasing and is expected to increase by almost 30%. In the next 10 years. And so,
is that the incidence of glaucoma rising by 30% in the next 10 years?
Yeah. And that is Usually due to just the boomer population of increasing in age too. But like I said, the technology that we have is just amazing to diagnose it much earlier too. Right. So we're now finding it in patients, you know, as early as maybe 20s and 30s rather than waiting until they're, you know, 70s and 80s to first diagnose it.
And I know your practice is primarily intimately involved with the medical conditions that affect our vision, you know, and there are so many that will affect our vision in some way, like hypertension, diabetes for sure.
Absolutely, you know, yeah.
Some of the autoimmune diseases and so on will affect parts of the eye. And we always have injuries to the eye, that mm-hmm. type of thing. And tell us a little bit about what is glaucoma. You know, we hear that term and so on. We know it involves the pressure of the eye, but what is glaucoma?
Yeah, there are actually many forms of glaucoma, but overall, in kind of the broad sense, it is a disease that really is the optic nerve base. And the optic nerve is what kind of connects our eye to the brain. And it's basically the relay connection there. And glaucoma is a disease where if the pressure in the eye is too high for that patient, then it's causing undue stress on the nerve. And if that nerve is being stressed for a long enough period of time, it can deteriorate. And that deterioration is the diagnosis of glaucoma.
Okay. And why do some people have glaucoma and others go through their life, never had a high pressure in their eye at all?
Yeah, it can happen for a variety of reasons. It can have some to do with genetics. It can have some to do with just eye pressure. Sometimes trauma to the eye can induce glaucoma. And there are certain other diseases that can happen in the eye that may lead to glaucoma as well. But overall, it's not necessarily something anyone's doing wrong. It's just kind of by chance sometimes too.
Yeah, so there's nothing like being out in the sun without sunglasses. Watching television too long, being on your cell phone too long, or anything that is actually
Fortunately, there's not too much that we can do to change our own eye pressure. It's not like blood pressure; it's its own system inside the eye. Yeah. So it's not typically influenced by, you know, our day to day just lifestyle. But you definitely want to make sure that you're keeping up with your routine eye exams, because glaucoma is a scary disease in the sense that you really can't see it or feel it at first. You're not typically going to have any visual symptoms until it's much later in the disease, typically. And a lot of times we won't actually feel our pressure being higher in the eye.
So it's not painful at all?
Not typically. Sometimes it can be in certain types of glaucoma, but more commonly, no.
You hear things like narrow angle mm-hmm. glaucoma. What is that?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That is when the drainage system of the eye, so like I said, the eye has its own pressure system, and so it creates its own fluid, and it drains that fluid on its own. But if the drainage area is too narrow, and it's not able to drain the right amount of fluid fast enough, the pressure will increase. And if that pressure increases, that would cause the narrow angle glaucoma, which that actually can be painful.
I see an optometrist for my eyes, and one time when I had an exam, she told me that I had narrow angle, and I did not have increased pressure or anything. So she referred me back to my ophthalmologist, and the ophthalmologist did an iridectomy with a laser, put a pole in my iris, which is not painful. Yeah. And tell me about that. How does that help?
With the pressures
in the eye.
Yeah, and so that is actually creating a small channel for fluid to have a second way to drain. And so it's basically creating an alternate route for that fluid to exit the eye. And it's a pretty safe and easy and quick way to have that be done. And so you don't have to rely on eye drops or things like that to keep that pressure down.
Yeah. And so I didn't have high pressures, and I still don't have high pressures. So it was sort of a prophylactic thing where it would help in the future, hopefully, to control the pressures. And one of the things I have noticed, I've lived a long time, but one of the things I have noticed in going to eye doctors and so on, that measuring the pressure in the eye is totally different than it was a couple decades ago. There's just a little puff.
Yeah.
And instead of, it's so quick. Mm-hmm. And it's handheld.
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing. How does that work? Is that measuring the turgor of the eye? That if there's pressure in the eye, it's more taut and more tense, you know, and doesn't give as much? Is that the way that?
It is, yeah. It's basically measuring how much is kind of bouncing back. From what that air hits on the cornea. A lot of people aren't big fans, though, of the air puff test. We find that's kind of the worst part. So there are a lot of other applanation ways to check. And
what is the negative about it? It seems so...
I think it's just scary. You kind of want to close and kind of hold your eye shut if it hits your eye.
You don't have a blast of air. Right?
Yeah.
But it's just a little puff. You know.
It's a little startling, though.
Yeah. But once you've had it, I guess,
you know what to expect the next time.
You don't mind repeating it, you know. So, okay, we need to take a break. We're talking about healthy vision tonight with Dr. Sarah Zambati, and she's an optometrist with Allegheny Health Network, working primarily out of West Penn. And if you have questions about your vision, when should you see an optometrist, an eye doctor? When should your children see an eye doctor? What are some of the symptoms that would... be present where it would require seeing an eye doctor. 866-391-1020 is how you can call in and talk to the expert tonight. It's 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay. We're back on Medical Frontiers for our second segment. We're talking about healthy vision this evening with Dr. Sarah Zambati, and she's an optometrist with the Allegheny Health Network, who works primarily out of West Penn. So give us a call at 866-391-1020. The technology of eye care in the medical field is really amazing. The changes that have come about in the last several decades. It's just an early diagnosis with things like glaucoma that you were talking about, and cataracts, and corrective surgery, LASIK surgery. LASIK seemed to be very, very, very popular a few decades ago. Is it still pretty popular?
Yeah, I would say that we have a lot of patients who are still very, very interested in having LASIK surgery done, especially in the population that has a very high prescription. And it's just very expensive for, you know, new glasses, or very expensive for contacts. And, you know, contacts, they can come with a lot of, you know, cons, you know, as well as seeing good. You know, they are a little bit more of a hassle. Sometimes they can be uncomfortable. So I'd say in those populations, they really do look to have LASIK done. Not everybody will be a candidate, but I do still think it's a popular procedure.
Is it primarily for astigmatism?
I would say more so maybe nearsightedness, but they can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism, all with LASIK.
Okay, well, we know it's done with a laser. What exactly is LASIK surgery?
Yeah, and so essentially they are changing the thickness and the contour of the cornea. And the cornea is the clear part of the eye that covers the colored part of the eye. And they are just changing the shape of that to correct the correct prescription. So whether that be your nearsightedness or your farsightedness. But they actually either shave it down or reshape around the edge to make that happen.
And that's done with the laser.
Done with the laser, correct.
And that's driven by... You can't really take too much or too little because the computer tells you how much to do, right? So it's pretty safe procedure.
Yeah. You just have to make sure that they put in the right values. that's the key. You want to pick a good surgeon because
garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, they have to put the right numbers in.
Okay. Let's go to Diane on the air. Good evening.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hello?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, sorry, I was listening to something. Am I there? Okay. I was actually calling about dry eyes, if I could. I've been having some issues.
Okay. What's your issue?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I was going to go to the Vision Institute. I've had some dry eyes for about 3 weeks. I mean, I've always had a little bit of dry eyes, but continuous itching and drops and pad a day, and I didn't want to overdo the drops, but it just seems like I can't get better. I just don't know. You know, I didn't want to go to optometrist again. I thought maybe I should see an ophthalmologist, so that's why I wondered, what I should do.
Diane, do you have your radio on?
Yes, I have the radio on. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I'm going to turn.
Why don't you turn your radio off? Okay, we get feedback whenever the radio is on. So, okay, dry eye, Doctor. What exactly is it?
Yeah, and so dry eye is a chronic disease, and it is something that tends to get worse as we get older. So a lot of times you do have to sometimes change course with the treatment of it. You know, you may be able to get by with those artificial tears and Pataday and things like that for a while, but the basis of dryness can be basically two different things. You can have what's called evaporative dry eye, or you can have something where you're just not producing enough tears, or you can actually have a mixture of both. And it can be compounded, like things of inflammation of the eyelids and things like that. So, Diane, I really do hope that you do see, your optometrist or another ophthalmologist to see what maybe is the root cause of your specific type of dryness. Because if those tears aren't working, there's a lot of different options out there that we can gear towards pharmaceutical-wise, sometimes even like IPL lasers and things like that to help with the inflammation cause that's usually underlying the dryness.
Okay, Diane, thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate it. Follow up with your doctors, and it's okay to seek out another doctor if you would like information that you may not agree with or whatever with the first doctor you saw or whatever it's perfectly okay to get a second opinion. One of the things I heard recently about dry eye was a procedure where you take some amniotic fluid or membrane and cover the cornea for a while, and apparently it helps with that dryness. How does that work?
Yeah, and so the amniotic membrane is actually formed from stem cells. And those stem cells offer a really great kind of renewal process to the front surface of the eye. And they allow it to heal without needing, steroid eye drops or antibiotic eye drops. But it is a little fuzzy when you put that membrane on, so it's not perfectly clear for the few days that you're wearing it. But a lot of times after we take them off, a lot of the symptoms may be a little bit better regarding dryness, sometimes irritation. In our practice, we use it a lot to treat scratches on the eye and abrasions, things like that.
That's really amazing. And of course, the amniotic membrane is the membrane that is wrapped around the fetus during the development of the embryo within the uterus. And it's kind of interesting. People say, well, why isn't there rejection? Well, the cornea does not have a blood supply. So you do not reject anything. That's why people can donate their eyes, no matter how old they are, to the eye bank.
Yeah.
Because you can use anybody's cornea.
Because it's important, no blood supply.
The nourishment for the cornea comes from the tears. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
From the fluid around the eye. Yeah. So, okay. Well, it's time for another break. Time goes fast, doesn't it? When you're having fun. All right. And we're having fun here on Medical Frontiers tonight. Healthy vision is our topic. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. And you can talk to Dr. Sarah Zambotti, who is an optometrist from AHN. We'll be back.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back for another segment of Medical Frontiers, talking tonight about healthy vision with Dr. Sarah Zambotti. So give us a call at 866-391-1020, and let's go to Steve on the phone line. Good evening, Steve. Do you have a question?
Oh, I do, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. It's ironic. I just talked to my daughter a few hours ago, and she was at the ophthalmologist for a problem I'd never heard of. She was having ocular migraines where she'd lose her vision, during these, during the headache or after the migraine. And, she'd lose her vision sometimes for hours. And I'm just wondering how serious it is, if she was downplaying it or, how serious is that, doctor?
How old is your daughter?
38.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We actually see these all the time in clinic, and I will say they are very, very scary when they're happening, especially if it's the first time it's happening. We have a whole variety of the vision that can changes that can happen during an ocular migraine. The most common tend to be, blurred vision, almost like tunnel vision, sometimes even loss of, more of the periphery. So the first time that they happen, it can be really, really terrifying for the patient because you're just not sure what's going on. And it can almost mimic the symptoms of a stroke in the eye. So I always tell patients, no matter what the vision change was or how long it lasted that first time, always schedule to go see a specialist, your optometrist, your ophthalmologist, because you want to make sure that the optic nerve is staying healthy, that it's not a retinal issue. And if it is due to ocular migraines, we want to make sure to get her to the neurology specialist so they can help to control the headaches a little bit more. There are certain medications out there that can actually help tone down some of the visual changes that can happen during the migraines. And sometimes once we break the cycle of those ocular migraines, the symptoms won't be as severe.
Thank God they did suggest or, insist she see a, neurologist about this.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hopefully they can help get her on a medication that may help it long term for her.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve. Good luck with your daughter. had a granddaughter who was pregnant and had an ocular migraine, mm-hmm. and apparently there is an increase in incidence with pregnancy.
Yeah. So, and we also see it a lot with patients that we see in clinic that have intracranial hypertension or IIH, and it tends to be in kind of a young female population. So uh-huh. we see that quite a bit.
Yeah. So it's different than a typical migraine headache, which is not around the eye, but more so in the head.
You know. And usually when we do the eye exam, you know, if everything looks perfect in the eye, it's kind of hard to explain that to a patient sometimes because they're having all these symptoms. And then you say, well, the eye looks good.
Yeah.
But that's actually the best news. You want the eye to look good because what's actually happening is migraines are kind of like a brain activity. And where that brain activity is happening can kind of depend on where the symptoms happen and what type of symptoms you get. But if it happens in the visual cortex, which is in the back posterior part of the head, then it kind of bypassed your eye. And so basically the visual cortex creates this visual symptom that's there. And that's why nobody else sees it. It's kind of because your brain developed that symptom. But typically they do last between 20 and 30 minutes, but some patients, you know, like his daughter, you know, it can last hours and sometimes even days. So yeah, it can be kind of rough.
Okay. How about color blindness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have rods and cones in our retina, right? Mm-hmm. And that determines whether or not we have a good acuity with color. And what is it that is low in color blindness? Which one?
And so it's usually cones. It's usually the amount of cones that you have may be different. And that is usually what causes like red, green color blindness or blue, yellow color blindness. But it's usually the amount of cones that the patient has.
And sometimes that's pretty severe. I mean, and I've talked to people where their vision is basically not very much color at all. It, mm-hmm. it is sort of like tannish or grayish.
Yeah, tones of gray and brown. Yeah typically, right. if you're fully colorblind, that's usually what it looks like.
Sometimes have trouble at red light, green light, and so on, that type of thing, you know. And you always have to remember that the red light's on top.
Yes. Right? Yeah, you kind of learn it in a different way than everybody else does.
Yeah. And how about lower animals? Not all animals have color vision.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I guess most animals have, non-color vision.
Yeah.
You know, what's your knowledge about, like, other primates, you know, chimpanzees, you know, apes and so on? Do they have color vision?
And so they do have some color in their vision, for sure, because they have to be able to differentiate for prey, essentially. You know, they have to know for certain colors and plants and what they're eating. Yeah. But a lot of animals tend to have more density of rods versus cones, if you want to make that kind of comparison, because they don't always need the fine detail. They more so need to know about movement in the periphery. And so nothing can sneak up on them and things like that. And that is usually the job of your rods. Our rods are what take over when we're in low lighting. And in low lighting, it's hard to read, right? It's hard to see in the dark. But for animals, they really depend on that sense a little bit more to protect them.
We talked a little bit in the break about artificial vision.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some strides being made. And
absolutely.
And perhaps in whenever that there will be a way that people who are born blind or blind because of accidents or whatever can have vision again, which is really amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. They're basically putting implants in the back of the retina, and that is transferring information to the patient's brain to be able to appreciate, you know, differences in slight variations in color or, you know, if the light is on or off, or sometimes even just broad shapes.
Yeah.
Which would be amazing for somebody who's never seen anything.
Yeah, that's really incredible. But it's amazing how people who are blind, their other senses take over. They have more acute hearing and so on. And I don't know, their balance seems to be better in everything because the body kind of shifts its energies in other ways to protect somebody who is blind. I remember one time when I was a teenager, we did a little volunteering in the community, Indiana, PA, where you went to school. But there was this man who was totally blind, from birth, and And we would pick him up and take him swimming in the Indiana community pool. And one afternoon we were sitting on the edge of the pool and we were just sort of chatting and so on. And he said, "Boy," he said, "this is really a beautiful day." And I said, "Well, you come on now. You can't see the clouds or the sun or anything." Mm-hmm. He said, "No, but I sense it." He said, "Everybody's having fun. I hear the laughter. I hear the, you know, the kids having fun and laughing and everything." And he said, I know.
It's there's other ways to know. Other cues. Yeah.
There are other senses, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing when you talk about vision, how very often we take it for granted.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, and then we lose it, or it dims, and we really miss it. And so there's, fortunately, we have people like you and the ophthalmologists and so on who are able to work with what we have and make it better if it needs to be made better, you know, with either surgery, lenses, you know, what have you, medication. So, okay, we need to take our last break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about healthy vision. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. And remember, you can make an appointment with Dr. Zambotti or other physicians in our network, AHN, by going to ahn.org or 412-DOCTORS. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers tonight. We're talking about healthy vision with Dr. Sarah Zambotti from Allegheny Health Network. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. And let's go to Helen. Helen, you're our next caller. How are you?
Hi. Hi. Years ago, when you went to the dentist, the dental assistant would give you a list of medications. And they would say, if you're on any of these medications, it would cause dry mouth. Well, I assume it would also cause dry eyes. Well, I'm on blood pressure medication, and I have dry eyes. And I was told that you can buy a warming eye compress and put it in the microwave. It's like a gel, and put it on your eyes. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely, Helen. And so this is something that they are actually trying to target the inflammation of the eyelids. Like we were talking about before, that can be one of the main causes of dryness, because every time we blink and the eyelids come together, they actually release an oil. And when you open the eye back up, that oil spreads across the front surface. And the oil actually helps our tears not to evaporate too quickly. So by using the warm compress for about 10 to 15 minutes a day, that can really help warm up those oil glands so they're not clogged any longer. And that can be a really nice, easy way to try to help the dryness without having to depend on more drops.
Yeah, and a friend of mine has COPD, and in the instructions that come with the medication, it says right in there that it causes eye problems. It's, it automatically comes with a medication, you know, cataracts and dry eyes. Are you familiar with that? Different COP medications?
And so some COPD medications can cause dryness, but more so we actually see it in patients who are actively using a CPAP. And that is just because if the CPAP mask isn't fit properly, or sometimes it is properly fit, but it's just a little bit of air is seeping out near the nose, then it's kind of blowing right up against the eyes all night long. And, you know, if the eyelids are even just a little bit opened, that's going to force air onto the front surface and dry the eye out overnight. And so if the dryness tends to be worse for those patients in the morning, sometimes we'll actually recommend they either wear a, you know, like one of those silk eye masks at night, or they actually even do make eyelid tape now, which I know sounds a little bit out there, but it can help to hold the eyelid in place overnight so it doesn't
Eyelid tape.
Yeah, so it doesn't cause too much dryness in the morning for those patients. But
well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that, you know, your optometrist or your ophthalmologist will be able to help, you know, help to rectify that solution for you. But there's also, you know, medications for sure out there that are actively causing dryness.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Helen.
Okay. Thanks, Helen, for the call. We appreciate it. The next caller, is that Aggie? Aggie is our next caller. Good evening. Do you have a question?
Yes. What's the average pressure for glaucoma?
Yeah, and so everybody is a little bit different, so I can't say that there's one perfect pressure for every patient, but we consider a normal pressure to be between 10 and 21. However, there are things like normal tension glaucoma where you can have a pressure of, 15 and it's still not low enough for that patient. So I don't want to say there's, a perfect pressure for everybody, but, there is a normative range.
Oh, can you go blind from that?
You can. Glaucoma? Yeah. Typically, glaucoma will affect your peripheral vision first and kind of move inwards. It kind of starts like tunnel vision, though.
Mm-hmm. Because I have glaucoma and macular.
Oh, yeah. That can be tough because, glaucoma can affect the periphery, but macular can affect the center of the vision.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for sharing, Aggie.
Okay, let's go to Dawn as our next caller. Dawn, do you have a question?
Yes. Good afternoon. I was diagnosed with a macular pucker, and I had gone through the surgery, and it was a tough recovery. And I'm not quite happy with the results, but I still see curves and some highlights where the colors contrast. There seem to be like little marks, but they told me it would cause a cataract having that surgery, and it did. And I had cataract surgery about a year later, and everything settled down. And what I have now, the doctor says, is PCO.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Which, in general terms, I guess they call it a second cataract. And I just wanted to know about treatment for it and how well that treatment would work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so a PCO stands for a posterior capsular opacification. So if you can imagine, the cataract kind of lived in almost, you can imagine like a Ziploc bag. And so when they took the cataract out, they have to open up the front of the bag, take the cataract out, and then the back of the bag stays in place. And they put the new lens in front of it. But over time, that tissue can sometimes scar. And that's where that opacification comes in. And unfortunately, you know, with that opacification, it kind of feels like the cataract probably came back to some extent. But it is a little bit different. And fortunately, I have good news. It's going to be probably the easiest thing that you've been through with all of these surgeries. It's called a YAG capsulotomy that they do. And they just do a small amount of laser on that tissue and it fixes it right away. It gets it right out of the way. And then you'll be seeing through the clear lens again.
100%?
Typically, yeah.
Oh.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Dawn?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Well, I appreciate that information.
Yeah, and I wish you good luck on this one, Dawn.
Well, thank you very much.
Of course.
Well, Dawn, I can tell you, I had that procedure done on my eye after a cataract several years ago, and it took that cloudiness away almost immediately, you know. So it's, like Dr. Zambotti said, near 100%, and I agree with that. It's really amazing. Yeah. So what do we see out there in the future, you know, as far as your field of medicine is concerned, taking care of people with vision problems?
Yeah, I think the future is really bright for eye care, honestly. And there's a lot new laser technologies coming into play for even things like dryness that kind of help with overall clarity of our vision and just kind of maintaining that clarity in the vision over time. There's a lot of new injections out there for macular degeneration, even for things that we thought before were just kind of a slow degenerative process that we just kind of had to monitor over time. There's actually been some new advances in that sector of eye care too, which is wonderful. And we're all kind of looking forward to what's next there.
Are we still recommending that people should be seen at least once a year?
I definitely would. Kids, I would say I usually recommend starting at around 6 months for the first eye exam, just to make sure that the eyes are aligned and they're not seeing any abnormalities internally. And then again, probably before starting preschool or kindergarten. And from there on, about every 2 to 3 years is usually appropriate for kids. But you have to remember they are growing. And so if they have a growth spurt, their eyes are changing. But I would say, you know, after 55, definitely want to do a yearly eye exam.
Yeah, and sometimes more often, depending on what's going on with the eye.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being our guest tonight. We'll get you back again.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
It is a very, very important organ, and we do have ways of helping whenever we have problems. So this is Medical Frontier saying good night, and remember, you can make an appointment at 412-DOCTORS or AHN.org. We'll be back next week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.